makes you a tiny, tiny little minority of people on the whole planet. Because most people could not answer that question if I put it to them. If we filed a million people in here, one by one, and I asked them the same question, most people would say, no, I can't. Life is about struggle. Why should I give up? You're supposed to reach out for pleasure. You're supposed to get everything you can. I'll relax when I'm dead. So you must be, and I mean this very seriously, you must be much further than you realize. If you can answer so readily yes to that proposition, yes, I can imagine that, then just recognize that most of the people on the planet can't imagine that.
What you just told me is very helpful to me. It's reminded me of, it's like I knew it before, but I'm not doing it.
You can't do it. There's no way to do it. But what you can do is let it do you. And that's what relaxing is. Relaxing means you don't have anything to do anymore. You don't have to change the bodily sensations. You don't have to transform the emotions. You don't have to get comfortable. Maybe you'll be uncomfortable. But can you relax in the discomfort? That's the power of not. So I'm going to say it again. The now is all there is. Eckhart Tolle is dead right. The now is all there is. So the now has you already. You're not in the now. The now is, and you're part of it. So there's really nothing for you to do. Can you imagine stopping all the doing, stopping all the struggling, stopping the battle to get comfortable, the battle to push anxiety away, the battle to find peace, the battle to change what seems like it would just be better if it were to change? The power of now means everything's already here. It can't be changed. You can't change it. It can change. Your experience of it can change. But what is, is. What is, what's eternal, what's divine, what's infinite, what is all there is, never changes. And it's not separate from you.
And yet the impression I get is that I can, when I'm feeling nervous or tired or something like that, I can sit down and meditate, and then it seems like I've done something, and I feel very much better afterwards.
There's nothing wrong with feeling better. There's nothing wrong with doing what you feel you need to do. But the struggle can end. The dilemma of it can end. Simply by seeing that it goes nowhere. Now you have a lifetime of experience and a lifetime of data to prove to you that the struggle, the dilemma, goes nowhere. It's just round and round. It's a carousel. It just goes round and round. You'll feel better for a while. You do a little of this, a little of that. You'll feel better for a while. And then you'll feel worse again. Then you'll feel better again. Then you get a little more comfortable, then you get a little more uncomfortable.